Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. The first wildfire evacuation order of the year has been issued in British Columbia. As Yasmin Rania reports, the flames in northern BC are spreading rapidly.
Local RCMP and the Chetwynd Fire Department were undertaking a tactical evacuation on the recommendation of BC Wildfire Service. So they were getting folks that were on that like far west end, just out of the area, just in the interest of public life and safety, which is our primary concern.
And we apologize. That was not the story from Yasmin Rania. A grand jury in Arizona has indicted 18 people on charges that they tried to overturn Donald Trump's lost Joe Biden in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Chris Mays is the Attorney General of Arizona.
The people of Arizona elected President Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for.
Among those charged are Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Trump himself is not charged in the case, but he's described in the paperwork as an unindicted co-conspirator. In the U.S., tensions are high at many university campuses as groups of students protest against Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza. Steve Futterman reports from the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, where protesters were arrested last night.
For hours and hours, these protesters were here throughout the day. They were finally told in the late afternoon that if they didn't leave, they would be arrested, and now these arrests have begun. They are very peaceful arrests. The 50, 60 or so protesters who decided to remain in the center of the park, arms locked, they are being called out by the police one by one. When each protester comes out, they put their arms behind their back. They are also read their rights. Meanwhile, outside of the park, just outside the park perimeter, there may be, I'd say, 100 or so protesters who are chanting, "Let them go, let them go." But this is coming to an end. Whether it will mean the end of these protests here is another question. Here at the University of Southern California, Steve Futterman for CBC News, Los Angeles.
A man has been killed in a stabbing in White Rock, BC, and police say there are apparent similarities to another knife attack in the same area 2 days earlier. Police say the investigation is still in its early stages, and although the suspect has not been caught yet, public safety remains the top priority. RCMP say the latest incident happened late Tuesday when a man was reported to have been stabbed near the White Rock Pier and died at the scene. Forecasters say El Niño is coming to an end, but there's concern with global temperatures already warmer than usual. Thanks to the release of greenhouse gases, we could face another record-breaking warm year. Nicole Mortellaro reports.
2023 isn't a year many Canadians will forget. It was the hottest summer on record, the hottest year, and we experienced the worst wildfire season in history. Now, there's the fear that we could be in for a repeat this year, even though El Niño is expected to end by the middle of spring.
So the long-term trends are not the surprising thing.
Gavin Schmidt is the director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies. He says 2023's anomalous rise in temperature could have been a blip. But
seeing, you know, how things are working out this year, it suggests that 2024 is going to be almost the same as 2023.
El Niño typically raises global temperatures in the following year, and 2024 has already started with record highs. With an early start to wildfire season in BC and Alberta, it's likely many people are anxious about what summer has in store. Nicole Mortellaro, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herlin.